Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. Thank you, God, for this broadcast this morning. And we give you glory because you are here even to touch our lives again. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for all those listening to us, that you will give them divine rest. That, Lord, you grant them peace, you grant them joy in their heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, that every heart this morning that is listening to the word of my mouth, that Father, they will receive grace and strength in the name of Jesus Christ. That Lord, in the name of Jesus, your glory will shine forth in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord, help me to speak as your oracle this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I am sure you are there waiting for this broadcast, Church on Air. My name is Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga, bringing the word of God to you this morning. And I hope I meet you well, because I know, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ brings the wholeness of God into your life. It brings joy, it brings grace unto you, and you are about to be transformed this morning. You are about to be touched this morning. You are about to receive God's miracle this morning. Something good, something great, something better, something glorious is about to happen to you through this broadcast this morning. I'm sure that you are here there, even with your children. You can even help me to call somebody that Church on Air is not on this channel, that God is ready to bless our souls this morning, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. I also thank God for all those coming to church, especially on Fridays, for, you know, Cross the Devil program, our deliverance and healing programs every Friday by 10 a.m. You too can come. I know that God will give you a new testimony as you come in the name of Jesus. And also on Sunday, especially tomorrow Sunday, oh, come and have, you know, a encounter with Jesus Christ. You know, your coming, you will never regret it. God will do mighty wonder things in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the God. This morning, we shall be talking on the secret of divine rest. The secret of divine rest. You know, because it is the will of God for you to be in rest. You know, rest from every unrest. Financial unrest, you know, spiritual unrest, you know, spiritual affliction, you know, every form of unrest, you know, the Lord God has sent Jesus, you know, to liberate your life. He has sent Jesus to liberate your life. So, when we talk about divine rest, number one, you know, it's not sleep, it's not increased leisure, nor is it inactivity that you just sit there in a place and you say, I'm taking rest. No, you know, the rest we are talking about, you know, is the wholeness and the peace of heart. You know, why? Because Jesus has finished his work on our behalf, and we can at last, you know, have rest. Can you see now? So this rest we are talking about, it talks about calmness, quietness, that, you know, you are waiting for your expectation. When you are waiting that, you know, this is my expectation, and you know that God will do it, you will surely have rest. You know, the reason why you see many Christians, many people laughing, you know, in the face of battle, is because they have assurance that God is still God, that God is able to take them out of every problem in life. I see God doing that for you this morning. I see God. I don't know the type, you know, of unrest in your life. I don't know what is happening to you. I don't know what you are passing through this morning. The one thing I know is that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, you know, is about to give you rest. He's about to put that problem away from your life. He's about to settle you. He's about to give you financial breakthrough. You know, because you have been in a state of unrest for many, many years. But God has come this morning. Jesus has come this morning. He has come to help you. He has come to deliver you. He has come to heal your soul. And it shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, rest, you know, is to remain calm, you know, in the presence of God. Even when you are in the midst of the storms of life, you know, even though there are storms of life raging all around you, no problems raging, you know, all around you, but yet you still have rest. So what is the meaning of that? Even though there are problems outside, there is peace inside. You know what you are passing through right now in our nation makes people to be at a state of unrest. You know, a lot of people, they are complaining of this and that, complaining of of lack of, you know, necessary things like food and other things. But do you know that we can still be in a state of rest despite all this problem? You know, and that is why when you see Christian, that is why, you know, the grace that God has given to us as Christians, despite every problem. You know, Bible says, you know, he said in the world you will see affliction. You know, baby of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Can you see now? So we have rest because he has promised us rest. And he cannot fail. This morning, as I'm sharing this one with you, God is giving you rest. God is giving you peace. You know, all the struggles that you have been passing through is coming to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. So, what does this rest mean? You know, what does this mean? Number one, this rest is God solving the problem that you have been battling with for years. The problem you are battling for years. The problem you have been going through that God settled. You know, I don't know what you have been battling with for many years. I don't know if that is sickness, is your situation, your marital problem, your children problem, you know, this and that problem, you know, your business, you know, you have been having this problem. But you know what now? God is bringing those battles for of many years to rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at that, Luke chapter 8, in verse 43. Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Yes.
And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any.
So this woman had issue of blood for 12 years. Krishna, you know, battling. When you look at that scripture, she sold everything. When you look at that scripture, they have made a mess out of her life. When you look at that scripture, she has been downgraded. When you look at what happened to that woman, she's like, hope has gone. But you know what now? She has peace. People, they have deserted her. You know, people, they are avoiding her because they saw her as a strange woman. But you know what now? She still has peace. She said, one day I will see Jesus. One day I will touch the hem of his garment. And I know that immediately I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Oh my God. Do you know that she was made whole? Why? Because she believed. She put her rest in God. Excuse me, are you trusting God right now that this problem in your life, this medical problem, this spiritual problem, this thing you are passing through is coming to an end? That day, the woman had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and we were told that immediately the flow of the blood stopped. Hallelujah. I see God touching your life. I see miracle happen to you. I see you giving your testimony in the name of Jesus. So for 12 years, you know, God brought it to an end. What man can do? She has gone to physicians. She has gone to people. She has gone to traditional doctors. She has gone to orthodox doctors. She has sold everything she had. You know, everything failed. Excuse me, when men fail you, look unto God. You might have tried every man and you failed. Come and try God. He can never fail. Jesus can never fail. Jesus can never fail. Your mother can fail. Your father can fail. Your friends can fail. But Jesus can never fail. Hallelujah. Look at that, another woman in Luke chapter 13. Let's read from verse 10 to 13. Luke 13 from verse 10 to 13.
And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed down, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God.
Oh my God, you too will glorify God this morning. You too, you will have things to thank God for this morning. Now can you see that woman now? Bible says she has a spirit of infirmity. That is a spirit of sickness, you know. For her own was 18 years. The other woman was 12 years. This one was 18 years. For good 18 years, you know, this woman has been under a torturing, under a battle. You know, she was bowed down. That was not how she was born. She was not born like that. You know, all of a sudden she received an attack. You know, that is why Bible says the enemy has come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Every attack over your life, I decree this morning, back to sender. I say back to sender. Every work of the devil they are doing over you to reshaping your life, reshaping your business, reshaping, you know, your family life, I come against them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So this woman was not born like that. The enemy, you know, bent her life. They bent her body. Can you see that? It was like a pig. Pig cannot look upward. Can you see that? So she was looking down. She can't look up. Imagine that now. Now, who did this? Is the devil. The devil did this. But you know what now? What the devil has done in your life, God is able to put right. God is able to give you victory. God is able to deliver you. He has come to deliver you. The Bible says his name shall be called Jesus. Why? Because he has come to deliver. I see that what the devil has done in your life, God is coming in to put it right now. The problem that you are not in right now, that problem in your life, that problem you are thinking early this morning or yesterday before you slept, God is coming right now to deliver you, to help you. I see God helping you. I see God taking you to the next level. I see God, you know, reshaping your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For 18 years, she was like that. Until one day she met Jesus. You will discover that these people, they have rest when they have an encounter with Jesus. And that is why this morning, I am calling you also for this great encounter. That when you have this encounter with Jesus, you know, you too, you will have a testimony. Something good will happen to you. Something great will happen to you. Let us say another man. In the book of John, chapter 5, let's read from verse 1 to 6. John chapter 5, 1 to 6.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever diseases he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he has been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Wow, rise. I command you this morning, either you are crippled, you can't walk, you know, rise and walk now. I decree, rise and walk now. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and needs urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program, an interdenominational 1-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning, we are saying that, you know, God can give you rest, you know, after you have solved problem that you have been battling with for many years. The first one, the woman with the issue of blood, he battled for how many years now? You know, for 12 years. The second woman, the woman that was bowed down, she battled her problem for 18 years. Now, look at this one. Bible says in that verse 5, that's John chapter 5, in verse 5. Bible says, and a certain man was there who had an infirmity. How many years? 38 years. Oh my God. This man has been battling with, you know, spirit of impotence, paralysis, for 38 years. He was waiting for the moving of the water, because the angel will come at a particular time in the season to stir up the water. And Bible says the first person that first of all enter the pool shall be what? Shall be made whole. What a way of healing. So only one person per session. Now if only one man will be healed in a year, can you imagine how many diseased people that will be there, that will be in that place? How many people will die every year? You know, that is a slow way. Bible says Jesus Christ, a lot of people came to Jesus and what? He healed them all. He healed them all. Jesus healed them all. Not one per day. Not one in a month. Not one in a year. No, it is not your turn. I don't know the sickness in your life. You have gone to the hospital. They have given you medicine. They have helped you. But up till now, the problem refused to go. Now, I speak to you. I speak to your life. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, every problem that is troubling your life, I command them to leave this morning. Is it cancer? Is it affliction? Is it tumor? Is it hypertension? Is it arthritis? What is that problem in your life? I see them going this morning. I see them going this morning. I see God delivering you. I see God setting you free from every blood problem, from every problem in your chest, every problem in your leg, every problem in your private part. I see God now come in to set you free. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at this man. You know, he has expectation. He was waiting. That's why when you are waiting, you have peace. That one day God will do it. Hallelujah. You know, Bible says, you know, there was a pool at Jerusalem, you know, by the sheep market, a pool that is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda. Can you see now? I was says, having five porches, and there gathered people, impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for what? The moving of the water. People who the devil have dealt with, people who need deliverance, people who need healing, they always come together to that place. Why? Because, you know, they are under affliction of life. But you know what happened? This man was there too. He had been there. It's like, you know, Jesus said that he had been there for many, many years. And our God is a God of mercy. Jesus is a God of mercy. And Jesus showed mercy unto him. You know, Jesus went to him straight. Can you see that? He did not even ask for healing. He didn't ask for Jesus for, you know, for breakthrough. Jesus, Bible says, in verse 6, Bible says, when Jesus saw him lie, Jesus saw him lie. I knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Jesus saw that this man has been there. Probably, you know, your problem has been a long one. It's a perennial one. You know, he is interested in you. You know, and the Bible says, he asked him, would that be made whole? You know, he's asking you this morning, do you want to be made whole? You want to be made whole? You know, before the end of this word, this Bible says he sent his word and what? And healed them and delivered them. As I'm speaking this word this morning, healing virtue is flowing through the airways to you. So we are ready when you are hearing me this morning, the power in the air is carrying the, you know, healing virtues, and you are being healed. Anywhere you are in the hospital or at home or in the market, anywhere you might be, God is touching your life. God is healing you. You know, he asked him, will thou be made whole? And no, at the end of the day, 38-year-old problem vanished. You know, the problem that man cannot solve, this man, that means, receive joy again. He receive rest again. You are receiving your own this morning in the name of Jesus. So, you know, this battling can be in the area of sin. You know, that you have been struggling with. Probably you are struggling with tobacco. You are struggling with drinks. You are struggling with, you know, prostitution. You are struggling with all this lifestyle that doesn't go with God. You know, I see God healing you this morning. You have been struggling with, you know, all sorts of evil things in your life. You know, you don't know how to come out of it, you know, but you are saying, God, please help me this morning. God is sending me to you this morning. You know, all this habit in you, all this thing that you are doing that does not glorify God, you are having a deliverance. You are having freedom this morning. You are having a touch from God this morning. God is at work healing you this morning in the name of Jesus. It can be weakness. It can be financial. It can be family or marital issue. You know, it can be spiritual issue. But one thing I want you to know is that in Hebrews 30, it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, what he did for this man, he can still do it again. I see him helping you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. What does rest mean? Number two, rest means God solving the problem or issue of life that is too big for man to solve. Something that is too big for doctor to solve. Something that is too big for herbalist to solve. No, because I know some of you still go to all these people. You are looking for help. Yeah, there is no help. You are looking for help and they are deceiving you. You are looking for help and they are asking you to go and bring this and that. You know, that is not Jesus' formula for healing. You know, you can't be looking for healing and yet they are still expecting something from you. No. No. So, you know, we are told that, you know, people are going to Jesus. He healed them free of charge. He didn't ask them to bring money. He didn't ask them to come and, you know, to bring offering. You know, no. Unlike what is happening today, you know, before you can be healed, when you go to places, they will tell you, your healing will cost you 50,000. Your healing will cost you so amount. You know, this is not God's formula. This is a satanic way. And every man of God should stop from this because, you know, it doesn't glorify God. It's not a way of God meeting your needs. Excuse me. It's not a way. You know, when you solve people's problems, God will meet you. God will bless you back. No, when you are solving problems, God knows how to bless you back. You know, when you are touching people's life, you know, God is your real rewarder. He will reward every good work that you are doing. So let us stop, you know, from spending from people. Let us do the work of God in a neat way. So what am I saying this morning? When you have a problem or issue in your life, it is too big for a man to solve. Mark chapter 5, verse 26. Mark chapter 5, verse 26.
And has suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
That was my little blood. Can you say, man cannot help her. She has done this, she has done that, and there was no solution. Can you say now? So until Jesus came. Okay, Genesis 18, verse 14. Genesis 18, verse 14.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
Wow. God said, is there anything too big for God? You know, it is for man, it might not be possible. But with God, Bible says, all things are what? Are possible. God was speaking to a 100-year-old man. Now, can you look for a 100-year-old man in your vicinity? And look for a woman that is 90-year-old, and they are couple, and they are barren, they have not had a child from all these years. And God now came to them and said, it is time for them to have their children. What will you say? You will say, ah, where is God when they were 30 years old? Where was God when they were 40 years old? Why was God when they are 50 years old? Why should God come at this time? Hear me, people of God, who is saying this morning, God can never come to you too late. God can never be too late. God has a time of your visitation. You know, there's a divine timing. The time that God wants to do miracle in your life. The time that God wants to visit your life. You know, God said to Abraham, now is your time. Even you have been waiting for many years. Even you have been praying for many years. You have been looking unto me for many years. But this time around, I want to perform my miracle in your life. You are hearing me this morning. You have been waiting for God for many years. Even therefore, to have your child, either to get married or to start a business, you have been looking unto God. Hear me, your time has come in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your life. I connect it to your miracle this morning. I connect it to your breakthrough this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. God came to Abraham, and Abraham and Sarah, they doubted God. And God was preaching to them. God said, is there anything too big for me to do? God is telling you this morning also, is there anything too big for him to do in your life? You know, what is that problem? And you are saying, can God do it? Excuse me, don't doubt God. He is able. I declare again, he is able. Oh my God, he is able. All you need to do is to exercise your faith. Exercise your faith, you will get results. Faith opens the door for miracles. Faith opens doors for God to come in. You know, just allow God to come to your life. You know, and the miracle came to us. Look at Matthew chapter 19 before we stop this morning. Matthew 19 verse 26. Matthew 19 26. Yes.
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
With God. The people are saying, can this thing be right? Can God do this one? They are trying to kill that man's faith. And he said, with man it is not possible. Look, don't allow men to kill your faith. What you see, don't allow it to kill your faith. What you are hearing, what people are saying, don't allow it to kill your faith. Do that with God. All things are possible. You know, he can do all things. You know, he can help you. Don't lose confidence. Don't lose hope. God can still come to you. God can still help you. God can still intervene. I see him coming in. After this message, I want to kneel down to start to pray. Father, please do it in my life. Father, please come into my life. I pray for you. Your miracle has come. You are blessed this morning. I pray let that be a way for you. I pray you receive rest from every unrest in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, I will see you in church by 7:30 first service, and by 9 o'clock second service. It shall be great. Christian Dominion Network Ministries, Ashero Abeokuta. Thank you for your hearing, and I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927, or visit our website at www.cdnfi.org.ng. www.cdnfi.org.ng. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tract in Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.